Going back a little bit, do you think there is kind of is it typical to have for a new guy or a young guy, kind of a process of initiation or adjustment into a boat where you have a crew maybe that is more familiar with each other or has more experience? I mean, can you talk a little bit about that in a general sense?
A new individual to a boat is a little challenging because a lot of times they don't know what to expect.
Right.
But if you can find them a mentor that will take them under their wing and really kind of oversee them and work with them to help them develop. A lot of young men come out or women. Really have never done their own laundry before, believe it or not. And so that's a challenge right off the bat is knowing what to do with their laundry and how much soap powder to put in or detergent to put in the washing machine.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, once you help them do those little things, then you start with the larger picture. You know, to start teaching them to handle their lines, to lay the rigging, to clean. Just the simple task of cleaning up a vessel and maintaining it in proper order is so important to the crew, you know, to keep them happy as well. You know, a clean boat's always a happy boat. If you let one deteriorate, I think the morale becomes a lot lower than what it is when you maintain a vessel at a high standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they appreciate that. It gives them a better work environment, a healthier environment.
Right. And that kind of mentor system, it's not formal, right? It's not like there's people above you saying, well, you're responsible for this new person. That it's like an informal network that kind of happens or doesn't happen.
Probably over the past 10 years, it has been more formalized. We have learned over the years on what it takes to retain someone out there and to really help them build a good lifestyle. It takes someone a little time really to become comfortable being away from home. You can't run down the street and grab whatever you want, a hamburger, milkshake, or whatever. So it is a different lifestyle, but you do have all of that available to you, you know, on board the vessel. And if the crew works well together and the cook, you have a, you know, not every boat has a cook, but the ones that do, the cooks usually kind of take over that role as a mother figure.
Mm-hmm.
And the captain's like the father figure, and it's you have to have an opportunity to be a good listener for these individuals.
Yeah.
A lot of them like to share their challenges as well as their accomplishments.
Right.
And you know, you become a family, and if the vessel has a strong family, you know they have a strong support system that is very helpful to each other. You know, they'll even call each other when they're off the boats. They'll go hunting together. Some of them do. The families interact together a lot of times. You know, if you're from the same area, you know, that's important as well.
And you often these crews aren't from the same area, though, right?
They're not.
Yeah.
They're from all over the country a lot of times, but you still interact with the electronics that you have
right.
today. You can stay in touch with one another, and the ones that have developed and going into the wheelhouse, you have a tendency to call each other, especially if you work in the same areas, and maybe the conditions have changed somewhat. You consult one another on the conditions and maybe how you actually transit certain areas. That's another support system that you have out there, and you learn the ones that you can trust and the ones that you have to be cautious around.
Mm-hmm.